Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Sometimes in life you get a message or a letter that just stops you in your tracks, makes you take pause and go, wow, that is a moment. And I need to think about that, reflect on it, because it was so powerful. And I got to tell you, we just got one of these letters from a listener of the Jeff and Jen Show.
And she had written it, I think, a while back, but didn't send it. She just had it sitting, ready to go. And then she had a reoccurring dream over the past few days. And her dream showed a calendar on today's date and the time 8 a.m.
Hmm.
And she feels, because of, as we share this letter with you, her feeling is that because of the way things lined up in this letter, she feels like she was meant to give it to us before 8 a.m. on today's date, because she thinks the next step in the evolution of what we're about to share with you is happening now.
Okay.
So the letter, Kelly, is actually to you, and normally I wouldn't hand something to somebody and ask them to read it cold on the air, but you've gotten much better with your words lately, Kelly, the big ones.
And I can read now.
And you can read, and you're sounding things out real well, so I'm going to give this to you because it's really to you.
Yeah.
And so just read this letter and know that the reason you're reading it right now is because she feels that someone, her dream told her that someone listening at this time on this day needs to hear this.
I'm really scared. This is like a weird time of the year for me already anyway. Okay. So, dear Kelly and Jeff and everyone at Star 94, a few months ago, you shared a very personal story about enduring and eventually escaping a physically violent relationship. I was listening to you that day, and you made me decide to get out. The night before, I was choked because the TV was too loud, and my 4-year-old son was spanked because he moved something in the garage that Daddy said was dangerous and could hurt him. I feel like I was meant to hear that. So, after he went to work, I drove my son to school like usual, but instead of stopping, I just kept going. I drove to my parents' house and told them about the abuse and apologized for putting their grandson in danger. And then I left because I knew he would look for me there. I didn't tell them where I was going. Then I drove to my best friend's house and told her I loved her and gave her messages to give to all of my family and friends should something happen to me. And I didn't tell her where I was going. I did the same to my grandmother, but I also didn't tell her where I was going. I told them and myself that I wasn't telling them where I was going because I wanted to protect them if he came after them. He couldn't threaten them to reveal info that they don't have. But the reality was, I had no idea where we were going. We ended up at an extended stay hotel. I hadn't totally thought through the plan and how I'd work through care for my son, and I couldn't. I was too proud to ask for money from anyone or help or tell anyone the truth. I thought about suicide, and if it wasn't for my son, that would have been my escape. I had nowhere to go except back to him when I ran out of money. So we did, and I got beaten worse than I've ever gotten beaten before, and then punished by not being allowed to see my son for a week. I had to stay in the basement for a week. Oh, my God. And while I can't go into details right now, it's over. He was arrested on other charges and won't be around for a while, and it's a blessing. But it's scary. And a few days after it happened, I was in my car dropping off my son at school. I was headed to work and was crying, and I couldn't stop. I had no one to help me and nowhere to go. I was about to drive to my parents' house to ask them to take my son when I heard Jeff explaining how you have kept moving forward. Just take one step at a time, and you can do anything. It was like I was meant to hear that. I sucked it up, and I went to work. My new boss knew I was crying and pulled me aside. My whole story poured out of me. She hugged me the whole time and promised to help me. She is still helping me. I have a place to stay and my son is good. And I really feel like I owe it to your radio station, specifically Kelly Cheese, who is brave enough to share her story. She was my best friend when I had nobody, and she literally saved my life and my son's. Thank you, Kelly. Should I say her name?
Yeah.
It's from Alicia. Woo. Sorry. It's crazy when you're saying stuff behind a microphone because you don't realize I'm in a room with all of you guys every morning. And you just don't realize who you're touching and what you're sharing. And I had so many of my friends come at me after that saying, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said that. It's been so long and you keep bringing it up and you keep bringing it up. And I say they're my friends, but they're not. But I do it for that reason. I wrote you back for that reason. So that way I could come out about it and talk to people about years of my life where I was mentally and physically pushed around and shut down. And I can't believe it saved somebody's life. I mean, it's so heartbreaking to read, but at the same time, I feel so proud of her. Because it's so hard, especially when you feel like you don't have anybody or you can't tell people at fear of what your friends will say. It shouldn't be a thing, you know?
You should feel so good about being able to help her in that way.
Oh my gosh, I do. And I hope if anybody just heard that and it hit them in the same way, that they can find that strength. And if you have nobody, you have me. You can always reach out to me and I will be there, like, no matter what. In the same way Jeff and Jen were for me when I didn't think they knew anything. I just can't thank y'all enough for saving me. And in return, being able to save someone else. Like, I'm shaking. Ooh, that hit me hard. Sorry.
That's what we meant by that. So every once in a while, you get a message that just stops you in your tracks. And this letter certainly did that.
And I think there's always a reason for everybody to come into everybody else's life at the time they do. Mm-hmm. You have to be open to receiving that. And I don't think it's a coincidence that she heard your statement on the air when she needed to hear it. And then a few weeks later, heard us reference the keep moving forward mantra that we've talked about on this show so much. And she was meant to hear that. And I think she was so compelled by those things that when she dreamed of handing you this letter at 8 a.m. on October 23rd, today, now, that she thinks there might be somebody else listening who needed to hear it. So she's the one who wrote, but I think you probably saved a lot of people with your honesty.
So. Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
Woo! Emotional morning on the Jeff and Jen Show. If you're just joining us, we got a letter from a listener thanking Kelly for opening up about getting out of an abusive relationship, because Kelly sharing her story helped her, and she wanted us to read this letter today because she felt like someone listening needed to hear it today at this time.
We'll post the audio of Kelly reading that letter online in case you didn't hear the whole thing, but it was just a coincidence, right? Or just meant to be, where she happened to be listening to our show at a few different times when it spoke directly to her. Because we did a thing earlier called What'd You Stick in Your Mouth? Or whatever that is. You know what I mean? Like, we do Trash Your Toddler. We have fun or whatever. But every now and again, we go down a more serious route.
A more personal route.
A more personal route.
Yeah, we share our lives. And sometimes that is a happy thing. Sometimes it's a funny thing. And sometimes it's really real. And I think when you get the most raw is when you connect with people the most. And clearly, Alicia's letter to Kelly absolutely proves that.
What? Just read the last two lines of it.
It says, I have a place to stay and my son is good. I really feel like I owe it to your radio station, specifically Kelly Cheese, who was brave enough to share her story. She was my best friend when I had nobody, and she literally saved my life and my son's.
Hey, Brianna in Hiram.
Yes. I just wanted to say thank you to Kelly Cheese, because I actually, this letter might have actually been towards me, because I went through the same thing. And I haven't even been married a year, but I've dealt with abuse, and my husband just got put in jail for different charges, and that was my way out, and my kids were the ones getting hurt more than I was.
Wow.
So for knowing that somebody else understands where I've been, it means so much.
Oh, anytime you need to reach out, especially in a time where he's in jail and those scary questions start coming up from everybody. If you ever need anything, please reach out to me. Anybody listening that needs anything, like, don't hesitate, because I know what it's like to finally have that out, and I can help in any way I will.
Thanks for sharing your story, Kelly.
Of course. Thank you.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.